All right, we do have a winner for the Suns tickets. 1-inch paper pleated was the correct answer. But we still have plenty of Saba tickets. These are for free if you'd like to attend the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Spring Home and Patio Show, April 8, 9, and 10. Rosie will be there Saturday.
I'm actually going to be there all 3 days.
Oh, I thought you had to...
No, I canceled that trip.
Oh, okay. You'll be there. I will be broadcasting at ASU
for
the Tour de Trees.
That's our split event. Broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll miss that one, but Rosie will be there. Come down and get your home improvement questions answered in person, and also visit with a host of our Rosie certified partners who will be exhibiting, including Andrew, who is here with us. Just send us an email. I mean, we have hundreds of these, and we'll send you a 4-pack. Email the address you would like them sent to, or just your name and state. We'll call if you'd like, and we left a will call for you.
There you go. More goodies from Rosie on the House. So let's get back to the callers and bring Jim into the conversation. Jim, I'm going to introduce you to Jeff Carmichael of Rias, one of our certified air conditioner contractors here in Maricopa County, as well as Andrew Dobbins, one of our air conditioning certified contractors down in Tucson. What's your question, Jim?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I live in it's built in 1988, a Pulte Integra block home. About 1,700 square feet. We moved in here, well, it'll be 5 years in June. And before we moved in, we had the AC replaced. They put in a 4-ton American Standard heat pump. And, you know, it worked fine. However, the delivery I'm getting of the air in the house has been a concern since we've been here. We have a large open area from the return to where the kitchen is about 30 to 35 feet. We're having the, you know, 10 feet away from the kitchen, the house will stay at normal temperature. However, when you get into the kitchen area, you know, that's not running appliances or anything else, just the ambient air, will be somewhere around 5 to 8 degrees warmer. There is a piece of ductwork for the AC right above the kitchen itself, and there is airflow coming out there. But it never seems to cool well enough. My wife is really into cooking, and it's a matter of how many fans can we put in this room so she can make me dinner.
Andrew, you were talking about these hot and cold spots and the analysis y'all go through when you're out on site. Talk Jim through some of the things y'all would be looking at.
Okay, so a couple things. You have a kitchen. You have any really large skylights in the kitchen?
We have one solar tube.
Solar tube, okay.
It's kind of offset, yeah. It doesn't really...
That's not going to bring in enough heat to what I was thinking. But if it's southern or western exposure, you have windows that are getting hit by the sun, and they designed it based on the cubic volume of that room rather than the heat gain, we're going to need to get more air to that room. A lot of people think that they'll add a return to a room, which is a potential thing that we recommend. But we find if you have enough return, that as long as you're pushing enough air out to the different rooms based on the heat gain of that room, and all the air will suck back around to the central return anyway, as long as it has a way to get there.
Right.
And a kitchen, you're cooking, so you're adding a lot of heat into there. And are you having, do you have southern and western exposures?
The kitchen's on the southern exposure side.
Okay. So you have one of the highest heat gain sides there. I say just have are you in Phoenix or Tucson?
He's in Mesa.
You're in Mesa. Yep. So you can have Jeff's guys out and perform an analysis, and we can absolutely figure out what's going on there and fix it.
He's got a couple good things going for him. In the Integra home, it's actually a masonry foam-filled home, so it's a nice thermally stable home. It's an airflow problem.
Yeah, you're looking at your supply airflow, your air coming out. Another tricky thing is... You don't want to add a return into a kitchen. Your two rules of thumb are no bathrooms and no kitchens. Yep. So you're going to be
both for odors and aroma.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Two different kinds, pre and post. But yeah, we're going to be looking at the size of that supply air duct. We're going to be looking at how they laid out that design and finding any pinches that could be. But typically, that's a real easy solution. I'm sure we can guarantee something for you.
Now, Jeff, at Rias, y'all would go out and just do a free visual assessment.
Yeah,
give right?
it. Yeah, call us at 480-969-7500. We'll come out and take a look at that, do a full visual inspection, and if we best see fit that maybe you have some utility rebates to help you with these improvements, we might push you then into the $99 energy audit, but. There's no problem with getting us out to your house at no charge just to get a visual inspection and get our input and advice for you.
I think it's unanimous around this table right here. It's an yep. airflow problem. He doesn't have the amount of cold air flowing to that room that he
Supply
needs.
Supply air, absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Well, we appreciate the call, Jim. Let's talk a little bit. We were talking earlier, and we were getting a little technical about SEER ratings. Let's talk about what a SEER rating is, because people shopping air conditioning units hear that term all the time.
Okay, so easiest way to explain it is to think of it like miles per gallon. If you have two cars, one's 20 miles per gallon, one's 30, the 30 mile per gallon will use less gas, even though they both can do their job. So it's not a matter of whether or not the system can do its job. That's something else. A lot of people confuse ability and efficiency. The SEER is an acronym, Seasonal Energy Efficiency Rating or Ratio, and it does not tell the whole story. Most people think that the best way to save money is just go with the highest SEER. When in fact, if you look at the differences with some of the installation items, you can save a far greater amount just sealing the ductwork than going from a 14 SEER all the way to a 25. If you want to,
is that the highest rating on the market today? 25.
It can get up to 26 in a 2-ton, but 25 is more common. Most people don't have a 2-ton application.
Okay.
So. If 14 is the minimum we can sell in this market, I would rather someone get a 14 SEER with their ductwork done right and sealed properly with the proper amount of return than a 25 SEER with those errors in installation. Those errors will kill your system, kill your efficiency, and you will literally have a higher bill than with the 25 than the 14.
And your initial costs will be higher.
Way higher. It's, man.
It's a lose-lose-lose all the way down the road.
Absolutely. Now, all that said, that doesn't eliminate the value of SEER, but you got to take care of the baseline issues first. Then once you get into the higher efficiencies, sizing is an issue as well. So if you took two systems, one is a 4-ton and one is a 5, and you have both that are a 16 SEER, you would think that because they're a 16 SEER, they're going to use the same amount of power. They won't. The 5-ton will use, if it was sized right, a good 22% more power. Then if it's oversized and it's kicking on and off, you're going to add another 25 to 30% to that because it's wrongly sized. So SEER does not tell the whole story.
Now, before we get too technical, because in most applications, all people want to know is, can I keep my house cold under this X amount of dollars? That's really what they care, the SEER and the ton. But explain ton real quick while we're
Absolutely.
On a little bit of a technical aspect.
The question is, do you believe that the system weighs a ton? Right? It does not weigh a ton. Why are we calling it a measurement of weight? Well, back in the day before there was AC, it was a block of ice. They'd blow air over a 100-ton block of ice and cool a warehouse off. And they started doing this on the East Coast where it was 95 degrees, and their goal was to cool the warehouse to 80 so the workers could work. So at 95 degrees outside and 80 degrees inside, a 1-ton block of ice can remove the same amount of heat as a 1-ton air conditioner. Couple problems in our market. One, the manufacturers are allowed a 10% variance at 95 and 80. Two, we're not 95, and I don't want my house 80. That's right. So you start off with a 10% swing in either direction, and there's 12,000 BTUs per ton. So 5 times 12 in a 5-ton is 60,000. 10% up is 66,000. 10% down is 54.
And that's huge. BTU is a British thermal unit, which
yes.
is what is required to change the air by one.
The amount of energy it takes to change 1 pound of water 1 degree, okay? So it's just a unit of energy, and that's what we're doing. We're taking energy and from the house and throwing it back outside.
Do you know the location of the first residential air conditioning system in the country?
No, I don't, Rosie.
It was the White House.
Oh, okay.
And it was installed as a temporary measure while James Garfield was trying to recover from his assassin's bullet.
Wow. Okay.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, they actually had the Army Corps of Engineering go in and install blocks of ice in the attic, mm-hmm. huge fans that he ducted up into Garfield's bedroom where he was trying to recover.
Nice.
So let's get to Tom, who's calling from Tucson. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. This is I got laryngitis. I apologize.
Okay.
But my problem was, I was telling the screener that I have an older home, and what I did is took off, there was a master cool in the front and then a regular swamp cooler in the back.
Okay.
We took them both off. I gutted the house, put in everything brand new, everything, and then put on two brand new air conditioner units. They're heat pumps. They're up on the roof. But now my problem is I'm getting like $500 electric bills every month.
Okay.
All right.
We may talk with him further off the air to get more questions, but we placed him on hold just for the connection.
Sure.
I think this kind of sounds like what you're talking about. You'd rather a lower efficiency unit installed right,
right.
than super high efficiency units installed poorly.
Absolutely. Yeah. We need to figure out what is wrong in the installation. $500 bills in Tucson, that's a very high bill. And it is solvable. It's probably a combination of things, but it's installation stuff.
You know, when
$500 bill is expensive anywhere.
Yeah.
When I took evap cooling off my garage, and I've evap cooled my garage for 20 years, and I went to a mini split air conditioning system, my bill actually went down about $80 in a month in the middle of the summer.
Absolutely.
Mini splits are great applications for room additions, garages, shops, anything of that nature.
I've been tickled to death, and the reason I cool my garage is because I have some German shorthairs that live in there in the summer. Their little kennel access is through the back, and they're very happy too.
I'm sure.
They're very, very happy. Okay, one more time. Rias, what's your phone number?
480-969-7500 or Rias.com. That's Reis.com.
And your list of services?
Insulation, we do duct sealing, we do energy audits, we do air conditioning, we do home performance.
Rosie certified for, I want to say, probably six or seven years.
6 or 7 years now, yeah.
So congratulations. We get a lot of great feedback from homeowners that are using y'all services. And Andrew, down at Intelligent Design?
It's 520-333-2665. And the website is idesignac.com. We do anything involving air conditioning, heating, and plumbing, and whole house energy audits.
And Tom, calling from Tucson with that recent dilemma, can I talk you into going out and seeing him?
Absolutely.
We've got his number. We'll get Tom and Andrew together and see if just a visual inspection can't tell us what is obviously wrong, because something's wrong.
Rosie, one of the cool things that we do is we have the charge for the energy audit, but if someone ends up buying any of the services from us, we actually waive that fee because they're now buying installation stuff.
Fantastic. When we get back, Lee's calling from Tempe. He wants to know, is reducting a house really worth the cost? More on that when we get back.